Squires, George, St. Helena, California, February 22, 1906. George E. Squires, Los Angeles, California. My dear brother, in reply to your letter, I will state frankly that I have no light upon the purchasing or renting of so large an establishment. When I was last in Los Angeles, I had a testimony to bear regarding the necessity of carefully guarding every movement, lest the restaurant should be the means of employing those who should be engaged in other lines of work. I hope that no lines of work will be taken up that will bind our people up in commercial interests. I fear to have you take so large a concern on your hands. The ones now running it expect the worldly element to help them, and no doubt they do. And even if there could be carried on in the building to which you refer the work which it is supposed has been done in it in the past, where are the caretakers who could conduct so large an establishment? Where is the money to come from to purchase the furnishings? True, there is a great deal of work that needs to be done. But work such as that to which you refer requires capability, tact, financiering ability. And I am afraid of adding responsibility to responsibility in lines of work that will hold a large number bound in one place. While I wish we had the means to provide better advantages for the working of Los Angeles, yet I dare not take the least responsibility in this matter. Let us make every effort possible to put the institutions that we have in California in the best order that the work that is essential may be done. And let us pray earnestly for guidance. The Lord would not have any move made without His servants counseling together, that they may work intelligently. I am as anxious as any of you to make the best possible arrangements for reaching the people of Los Angeles, many of whom have not yet heard the truth. But the history of that large food factory, and many other things that were planned, which caused much perplexity, is not lost from my memory. And at the present time, a large number of people are required to serve in the restaurant, but as yet we have seen little result, as far as soul-saving is concerned. We desire that the best thing possible shall be done to get the truth before the higher classes. At present, we have important interests to sustain. The places near Loma Linda, Redlands, Riverside, and others are to be worked. I do wish that we could have one half of the advantages that we need in order to carry on the work in new places. There are many cities as large as Los Angeles that must be worked. In every city, there is much prejudice against the truth, and this is an objection to engaging in lines of work that would involve us in business connection with men of the world, for we might have more than we would desire to handle. The work in new places requires choice workmen who understand how to manage and how to save. I would say to you, carry this matter to the Lord. Ask yourselves if you have managers to conduct the business upon whom you can depend as reliable men. In closing, I would say, may God answer our prayers and give us wisdom as to just how to move. He is our counselor, and if we will go to Him, and in faith, with the simplicity of little children, ask Him for guidance, we shall receive an answer to our prayers. If we show the faith that will take Him at His word, the Holy Spirit will certainly work for us, keeping us in the right path and preventing us from becoming so harassed with perplexities that we shall not know what to do, or from carrying so many burdens that we shall faint and drop out of the ranks. Let us watch and pray. What we need now is to use our limited means to the very best advantage, so that the most shall be accomplished for the advancement of the Lord's cause. I will now leave this with you, and we will all ask the Lord for wisdom. Your sister as the Lord's messenger.